Zalango, this is Connecticut Taco. What you're about to hear is a Humorant Radio exclusive presentation that was first aired Saturday, the fifth day of the first month of 2002 at 11:30 p.m. entitled The Human Rights Patrol, Part Number 36, In the Name of Their God, Part 2. Your host will be out of the Kremlin Enterprise called Springfield, Illinois, war correspondent, commander in the Human Rights Radio Air Force, runaway slave, Kaka Mbana Kintako. Have a pleasant flight.
Clear.
Our folks are still held hostage, won't ask questions, ruled by fear. See, Uncle Sam does know he owes our folk a big time debt. He knows his lies can't help him, truth's our weapon, we'll collect. We're talking reparations, that's right, we know we are old. Cause for 11 generations, in here we were bought and sold. See, this crook called Sam did come up when he made our folks his slaves. His posse did the same in Europe, and yes, they too must pay. The lesson, the mind on thyself will help us all move forward. We're taught it will teach us by self to rise to tote the torch. Like those days we were to be down, yet unhooked from our souls. Seeking truth will turn that around with the human rights patrol.
People's Choice Human Rights Radio, giving praise to our uncreated creator for allowing us to still be with you for our 4,582nd night of broadcasting here in the criminal enterprise called Springfield at 106.5 FM. Our 576th night of broadcasting in the criminal enterprise called Decatur, Illinois at 99.9 FM. And our 1,001st night of broadcasting, congratulations to Warrior Inko Yohuru at 94.3 FM in the criminal enterprise called Durham, North Carolina. And we've gathered here for volume number 36 of the Human Rights Patrol. That's it, volume 36. And we're going to follow up on some information that Warrior Inko shared with us in earlier, I think it was volume 34. Let me call upon War Correspondent Commander and Human Rights Radio Air Force co-producer of the Human Rights Patrol. That's Dada Kanati Kentucky and Zalango to you, Warrior.
Zalango.
Was that volume 34? 34. Mm-hmm. Okay, Sister Dia shares that with us. Warrior Inko and I did on. And Warrior Inko, well, first of all, why don't you get a shout out to the most important folks that make it possible, those folks that make it possible for folks to hear the Human Rights Patrol across the criminal enterprise called the United States and around the planet Earth.
First, let's say Zalango to Human Rights Radio 94.3 FM with Kaka Inko Yohuru and the listeners in the criminal enterprise called Durham, North Carolina, and the listeners in the criminal enterprise called Decatur, Illinois at 99.9 FM. Human Rights Radio, brought by Brother Lavelle. Also to those who listen at 103.3 FM, BVHP in the criminal enterprise called Bayview, Hunters Point, California, with Kaka Michael Hibbett and the crew. And at 96.3 FM in the criminal enterprise called Santa Cruz, California, those who listen to Free Radio Santa Cruz with V-Man and their staff. Let us also shout out to the folks who listen to Berkeley Liberation Radio, brought by Paul Griffin and the crew. And at this time, let me remind you, wherever you're listening, to thank those who made it possible. And also invite all of you to check us out on the Real Wide Web at www.radio.about.com. Look for the Human Rights Information Network. Click on and hear even more Human Rights Radio.
Thank you, Dada Kanati, that you be being the co-producer situation for the rest of this program, reminding me of how much time we got to get down through the information that the Creator has given us to do. As I said earlier, Warrior Inko was with us in volume 34 of the Human Rights Patrol, and he shared some information. We call the program In the Name of Their God, basically about how the Europeans came to this hemisphere, you know, in the day, and did their thing, you know, the way they do everything, stealing and killing, right? And I know some folks say, well, you cats was kind of rough about that. But and even though Inko was reading from a good white source, you know, some folks still going to trip, you know what I'm saying? But what we're going to do is we're going to share with you a piece of tape. Creator gave us, right? I told Inko, I said, brother, this is the spirit at work. Because as soon as you was reading that, the Creator had put in our possession this program that the white people at the History Channel did. A series called Gold is a four-part series. We're going to deal with the first part today to further emphasize what Warrior Inko was sharing with us in volume number 34. Because if you follow the Human Rights Patrol, you'll start to see that we're not dealing with any one subject, but all the subjects will ultimately be brung together to lay the foundation for, you know, like the beginning of comprehending what's going on around us. You've got to have some foundation knowledge to start off. When we come to the conversation, there are certain things that we can't trip on, y'all. You know what I'm saying? And don't tell me there are no truths, because You're listening to this broadcast, and that's made possible by somebody coming to the knowledge of some scientific principles and how to apply those principles to bring forth a transmission and a receiving situation, you know, because, you know, many of you are miles and miles away from where we're doing this broadcast. So some truths have been learned in our time. And certainly our focus on what we're seeing is going to improve over time. And that's our challenge as human beings, you dig? But don't, if you can't come to the conversation with the knowledge that there are some truths in existence, there's very little you're going to get from our work. We do operation from a foundation of knowledge. We add to that knowledge, and that enhances our view, okay? We'll talk one time about our method of study we call hippology, but it does begin with the knowledge of what happened yesterday. So let's flow back into this History Channel program, and it's called Money, Man, and Water Concrete. Water Mud, one of them waters is doing it. I don't know. But it's about, you know, hey, they saying it they self. Check it out.
It's one of history's most coveted assets. A mesmerizing yellow metal. It has built empires and destroyed civilizations. Since it was first ripped from the heart of the earth, wars have been fought over it, and men have killed and died for it. In the first century before Christ, the Roman poet Virgil warned of man's obsession with gold, calling it a cursed thirst. 1,500 years later, an Italian explorer discovered a new world and set in motion an oppressive and ruthless search for gold that would result in the disappearance of a civilization. On August 3rd, 1492, Christopher Columbus set sail on the greatest voyage of discovery in history, in search of a western passage to Asia. As he contemplated his destiny, Columbus prayed.
Oh Lord, in whose hands are all things, be my help. Direct me that I might find the gold.
2 months later, on October 12th, he came upon an inhabited island that he claimed for Queen Isabella and King Ferdinand of Spain. Not knowing that the Americas lay directly in his path, Columbus thought he had landed in what they called the Indies, the eastern part of Asia. And one of the first things he noticed when he encountered the natives, whom he called Indians, was that they wore gold.
Saturday, 13th of October, 1492. They brought skeins of cotton thread, parrots, darts, and other small things, which it would be tedious to recount. I was attentive, and took trouble to ascertain if there was gold. I saw that some of them had small pieces fastened in a hole they have in the nose.
Ferdinand and Isabella in Spain wanted gold. They knew that that was what they needed to finance their power, to maintain their power, and to increase it.
Now, you know, we want to stop and deal with a couple of truths in the process of listening to this. Well, you know, they always got to tell the lies that they If Columbus hadn't a clue where he was, his navigators did. Again, they were the Pinzon boys, Alonzo and Martin. That's a navigator Muslim family, okay? The talk about him going looking for the Indies for spices and stuff, man, you sure didn't hear that when he put that little prayer together. He didn't say, oh, Lord, oh, God, you got me on this ship. I hope I find some pepper. What'd he say? God, I hope you brought me out here to find me some gold. And all the things that the native people showed him, he saw little tiny pieces. It drove him insane. Now, Columbus knowed exactly what he was going to be. He was on ship when he was 14, y'all. And the number one thing that Europe was into at the time Columbus came on set was stealing people. Yeah, as a come up. You can't get around it. They knew the earth wasn't flat because Copernicus and them, where do you think they got that knowledge and stuff, you know? That was after with Galileo and them, you know. But all them boys, what do you think the Moors had? They had the globe already in Spain prior to Columbus's coming on set. Man, it's something else. How they keep on trying to perpetuate these lies, but we ripping the sheet off them. Ain't no thing.
Columbus's claim for the Indies put Spain and her neighbor Portugal at the brink of war. The Vatican had granted the Portuguese exclusive jurisdiction over the Indies some 40 years earlier.
Well, stop there. How did that come down 40 years earlier that the Vatican in Rome could give the hunkies in Portugal? Portugal? The island south of this land? Please, man, how did that work out like that? Well, they said, well, in past years, they had settled those type of disputes that the Europeans had with one another. Okay? They had those problems before about, you know, what part of the earth that don't belong to us are we going to take? And it was, they said 40 years earlier, let's see, 1455. That was when the Pope brought out that papal bull and they divided up Africa between Portugal and Spain and told those who called themselves the Hebrews back then, because the 10th letter in the alphabet of this alphabet wasn't invented back then, so they had to be called Hebrews because they sure didn't call them anything else without that letter, right? Okay? So they said, hey, the Pope intervened again with this dispute between Spanish Portugal, Spanish Catholic Spain, I mean, and Catholic Portugal. Very good fight, right? Don't it seem like they always be having fights, but they always have to go to other places to settle their fights? You know what I'm saying? That's what I'd be saying about the white radical. I ain't never heard a white radical say, you Africans are right. You need to get your money and go home. We need to get our money and go home. I never heard one say it. So I can't believe that there's really a white radical until that happens, you know?
Though Portuguese explorers had never been there.
So we had competing claims. Both countries were Catholic countries. And in order to avoid conflict, they went to the Pope.
Spain had an advantage. The newly elected Pope was Alexander VI, a Spaniard who was loyal to Isabella and Ferdinand.
He decreed that a line would be drawn that would divide the world between the Spanish and the Portuguese. And because of that decree, all of Latin America speaks Spanish, with the exception of the northeastern corner, which is today Brazil, which speaks Portuguese.
The Pope's division of the world helped avert a war, but would soon provide a justification for the European conquest of the Americas.
I'm going to stop here because think about the significance of the Pope, the Catholic Christian Pope. He had the same kind of authority when a dispute rose in 1455 between so-called Muslim-ran Spain, so-called Christian Portugal, and so-called Hebrew Holland about Africa. How did the Pope come? Because these cats and the people that know Brother Banner, they know I don't mean no disrespect to the rank and file Muslims and the rank and file folks of any faith, because I know dang on well your heart is in the right place. You really do think there's something. But I know that you don't know that those who actually run those things, they ain't studying none of that stuff, man. They don't care. God, Allah, Elohim, you know, that stuff don't mean nothing to them. It's simply a means to accomplish what they want to do. And at that, because you can see, how could they be talking about a righteous, your righteous creator told you to go where you don't live, right? And steal from people what don't belong to you. That is not cool, man. It's not go and share, but to take it and dominate it. The church, this program said, do this. It ain't like, you know, a couple white boys got together drinking some beers and, man, you know, we ought to go rape and rob Africa. God said, do this. Allah said, do this. Elohim said, do this. Now, you know what the consequences of all those books are not doing what that one power tells you to do is, don't you? That's a dirty thing to tell people when you know it ain't true.
One of the first settlements in the New World was a colony on the island of Hispaniola. The Spaniards Columbus left there found gold, then enslaved the natives to mine it. The gold would be sent back to Isabella and Ferdinand. Some of that gold can be found here at the Church of Santa Maria Maggiore in Rome. It was a thank you gift to Pope Alexander from the Spanish king and queen.
In the 15th century, the end of the 15th century, beginning of the 16th, a new ceiling was put in. And that ceiling was decorated with gold that, according to tradition, is from among the first gold that came from the New World, from the Americas. And when you look up at that ceiling, it seems as if parts of the ceiling are solid gold.
Columbus died in 1506, still believing that he had reached Asia. He was buried in an elaborate tomb in Seville, Spain. At the time of the explorer's death, thousands of Indians were dying in Hispaniola, to considerably less fanfare. Harsh living conditions and diseases introduced by the Spanish took a devastating toll. By 1519, the native population had declined from 100,000 to less than 3,000.
Excuse me, for those of you that think sometimes, you know, when we be bringing our conversation, we be bringing it kind of rough. Did you hear what they said happened to those native people? Went from 100,000 to 3,000. What in the world could we do that could be rougher than that? I tell you, Africans, one thing for certain. We're going to have to start defining things for ourselves, you know? We're going to have to. We're the only folk that find it uncomfortable defining what it is that we're dealing with for ourselves. We seem to have to get approval of everybody else. And that's why, you know, it's so bad now. You know, they even defining Aunt Jemima and buckwheat for us? Something else.
But this wouldn't stop a continuous flow of gold to Spain.
They came for a variety of motives. The glory of God, the conversion of people who were not Christian, the glory of Spain, military glory, increased territory, and greed. They wanted gold.
Francisco Pizarro, an illiterate adventurer, was among the most ruthless. Pizarro was part of a new breed of Spanish explorers known as conquistadors. He had been following other conquistadors for a decade through Central America. By 1523, at the age of 48, he was ready to lead.
Pizarro said he admitted the truth. He said, I didn't go there to convert these people. Anybody else who wants to do it is fine. I came here to get gold.
For 9 years, Pizarro toiled with exploration, colonization, and conversions of native Indians down the western coast of South America. Many natives succumbed to Spanish rule. Those who didn't were slaughtered.
There was a legal device developed, which was called the requerimiento. The requerimiento is that whenever the Spanish arrived to one place and they were going to conquer that place, first they had to read the Bible. If the Bible was not accepted, they had the legitimate title of making war to these people because they were not accepted the word of Christ.
This strategy worked in village after village across South America.
Now you think about a people that's been living thousands and thousands and thousands of years, and some vagrant show up on a boat with a book talking about, look, this is what we want y'all to do. If you said no, they said that was grounds to bring war to you, Europeans. Just stay come up, man. Just stay come up. You see? And that's the real. You go now. Dig on this now. Spain did get big, fat, as they say, right? From their stealing in this hemisphere, killing all the native people and stuff. But check this out. Once they got fat, what happened? Europe being Europe, who came up on the Spanish? Man, the British dirty work. Man, they robbed them of everything. You hear me? The British. The British ain't nothing nice. That's the ones who brought us here, African. And we heard that there's some folks now in the criminal enterprise called the state of Florida sharing the human rights patrol with folks down that way. Down there, y'all got a lot of Spanish influence, see? And that's from that whole papal bull that the Pope brung in 1492, you dig? There's a different mentality from the folks that was brung up by the Spanish as opposed to those by the British, you dig? The Spanish saw that some maintenance of what it was that you once was some good for them. The Europeans, that's like British, like skip everything you was. We doing it like this. If we don't get the maximum production out of it, so what? We ain't got to be bothered with you trying to get loose, thinking you got some roots and stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? Go check it out, man. King Philip of Spain, they dogged him, man. They took all his gold, man. By the time he got done, old boy couldn't even buy a chicken sandwich. You know what I'm talking about? They beat him down in British. Took everything. So they not only cannibalize this hemisphere in Africa, they cannibalize each other. Hell, if it wasn't for this hemisphere in Africa, they might have devoured each other. But that 500 years ago, they start coming out of there, man, they start getting... And folks say, well, Banner, you know, a lot more people would want to listen to you if you wouldn't be so ruthless with the way you bring it. And I get to thinking about all them people, man, that have been wiped out, you know, that wasn't certain as to what they was facing. I'm pretty sure what we're facing. You know what I'm saying? And I want to issue a challenge to all the good folks to think Brother Banner's like, you know, over the edge or over the top with his conversation. All the good folks. I want all you good folks to get together and stop one of the things that the bad folks do. And then you can come to talk to Brother Banner about maybe we talk too bad about the bad folks, okay? But get together and stop one of the bad things the bad folks do. Yeah, I mean, you know, hey, I want to check that out, man. I mean, show some of that Patrick Henry spirit, some of that Ben Franklin spirit, right? Right? You know, tell King George you ain't trying to hear that, right? Hey, I'll spread it worldwide, you know. I will. Until then, you know what I'm saying? I do believe in my art, and I do believe those that did this horrible crime to native people of the earth will get what they put on folks 10,000 times. And I do believe that the Creator is so merciful in that part of their sentence could be to have to listen to me. I don't know. You tell me about it. All right. I'm going to call on the co-producer of the show. She says, I'm running out of time. I got to get out of here and stuff like that. Zalango again, Kanati.
Zalango.
I'm running out of time, right? Like usual, right?
No.
You want to get... Oh, my goodness gracious. She didn't throw nothing at me or anything. I thought, man, she must really give me the cold. All right. You want to shout out to the folks that make it possible for so many folks to hear the Human Rights Patrol around the criminal enterprise called the United States and around the planet Earth. I mean, you can go look up these paper bulls, these church rulings, man, you know? And how influential they was. Because, you know, all the slave ships had church names, man. You know, like, that's why you still be singing Come Back Jesus. That was the first ship that stole us. Name Jesus. Don't you come back and give me a ride away from here? Can't stand it. All right. 1 point. Article 1, Section 9, Clause 1 of the Constitution. Read that. Article 1, Section 9, Clause 1 of the Constitution. It says that if anybody was to steal African people and make it back to these shores under the flags of the 13 colonies, they would protect them. You need to read that, man. That's a dirty move, man. That's why they owe us reparations. I'm going to give a shout out to those stations that make it possible for so many folks to hear the Human Rights Patrol, Kanani.
We're going to say Zalango to Human Rights Radio, 94.3 FM with Kaka Inko Yahuru and the listeners in the criminal enterprise called Durham, North Carolina, and the listeners in the criminal enterprise called Decatur, Illinois, at 99.9 FM, Human Rights Radio, brought by Brother Lavelle. Also to those who listen at 103.3 FM, BVHP in the criminal enterprise called Bayview, Hunters Point, California, with Kaka Michael Hibbett and the crew. And at 96.3 FM in the criminal enterprise called Santa Cruz, California, those who listen to Free Radio Santa Cruz with V-Man and their staff. Let us also shout out to the folks who listen to Berkeley Liberation Radio, brought by Paul Griffin and the crew. And at this time, let me remind you, wherever you're listening, to thank those who made it possible. And also, invite all of you to check us out on the World Wide Web at www.radio.about.com. Look for the Human Rights Information Network. Click on and hear even more Human Rights Radio.
You know, if you hear anything like the Human Rights Patrol or something like that out there and you want to, like, share it with folks over trans, you know, FM or whatever, feel free. We don't have nothing that belongs to us. You know what I'm saying? The conversation that we bring was made possible by the infinite mercy of our almighty Creator. And, but we will only say, you know, but, you know, how you use it is on you. You know what I'm saying? We put it out the way we put it out because that's what the great Creator Spirit blessed us to do. And how you use it is on you. But we do feel that it will buy us some mercy. And it is mercy that we have the opportunity to kind of like see through some of these tricks that are going down. All right, Kanati, it's time for us to get out of here now, ain't it?
Yep.
Going to thank those, again, made it possible. Don't forget, check that website, www.radio.about.com. Click on the Human Rights Information Network, and you can download the program, share it with folks any way you see fit. And we feel honored to have had the opportunity to share time with y'all. We're in our 4,582nd night of broadcasting here in the Criminal Enterprise called Springfield, Illinois. And there is no question about it. Giving thanks to Kanati Kantako for her contribution as war correspondent commander in the Human Rights Radio Air Force, Dr. Kanati Kantako, co-producer of this program called the Human Rights Patrol, volume number 36. We call it In the Name of Their God, part 2. Got the back of my warrior brother, Inko, who brung y'all a book y'all might not want to deal with, but hey, that the white folks off the TV said this. We're on a 4,582nd night of broadcasting, and I'm in Bannockin' Taco, and there's no question about it. You know, and I know, and everybody you know should know by now that you're listening to the People's Choice, because the people choose to listen to the Human Rights Radio Network.
We will remember the humanity. Glory and sufferings of our ancestors.
Glory and sufferings of our ancestors.
And honor the struggle of our elders.
And honor the struggle of our elders.
We will strive to bring new values.
We will strive to bring new values.
And new life to our people.
And new life to our people.
We will have peace and harmony among us.
We'll have peace and harmony among us.
We will be loving.
We'll be loving.
Sharing.
Sharing.
And creative.
And creative.
We will work.
We will work.
Study.
Study.
And listen.
And listen.
So we may learn.
So we may learn.
Learn so we may teach.
Learn so we may teach.
We will cultivate self-reliance.
We will cultivate self-reliance.
We will struggle to resurrect.
We'll struggle to resurrect.
And unify our homeland.
And unify our homeland.
We will raise many children for our nation.
We will raise many children for our nation.
We will have discipline.
We'll have discipline.
Patience. Devotion.
Devotion.
And courage.
And courage.
We will live as models.
We will live as models.
To provide new direction for our people.
To provide new direction for our people.
We will be free and self-determinant.
We'll be free and self-determinant.
We are African people.
We are African people.
Aluta.
Aluta.
Continua.
Continua.
Kufala.
Kufala.